Patrick, I say star of the TV series, but you were more than the star of the series we saw on the screen, because you were very much involved behind the scenes, weren't you?
I suppose I did a fair amount of things on it. I was executive producer, wrote a number of them, directed a number of them, and thought it up.
Now, at the time, it was, I remember, I was a teenager at the time, and it was a confusing series to watch, and we all waited for the last episode, which I believe was the 17th part in The Prisoner. Mm-hmm. And when it got there, a lot of people seemed to think that they hadn't got satisfaction out of that last episode. They still didn't know who the prisoner was, why he was trapped in there, who was trapping him, and who was number one. Is there ever going to be a conclusion to that?
That was the conclusion, what you saw. That's why it's still confusing. Number one, I think the reason that they were confused and they became very incensed. In fact, I understand the switchboard at ATV was jammed overnight, and my children were molested coming from school, and the people beating on the door with mallets at my house. We had to go and hide in Wales for a couple of weeks in the hills with no telephones or any contact whatsoever with the outside world. The reason that it was confusing and that they were disappointed, I think, is because they expected the ending to be similar to a Bond thing with this mystery man, the head man, whatever they call him in Bond. And, of course, it wasn't about that at all. It was about the most evil human being, human essence, and that is ourselves. It is within each of us. That is the most dangerous thing on earth, is what is within us. And so therefore that's what I made number one, oneself, an image of himself, which he was trying to beat.
Well, I understand that, in fact, it became such a cult, the series, that there are university courses about it in some parts of the world, in places like Canada and so on. And also, of course, the Six of One Appreciation Society, who are gathered round us this evening, they all appreciate the Prisoner series. How do you feel about having this sort of following?
I think it's marvelous. So if they understand it, please pass the understanding on to me. I'd love to know what it's about.
Patrick McGoohan, thank you very much indeed.